back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going to California, Gavin Newsom, subject to a recall election. I want to parse that. I think he's going to win. He'll stay there. He should. He's a good governor. But his people acted like idiots to even permit this to happen. Let me give you the background. It takes something like 1.5 million signatures out there to recall a governor. Here it took just a little under a million for Scott Walker out there, bigger state, about 1.5 million. 1.6 million were actually valid signatures filed. So it's going to an election later this year. We're going to talk about the candidates briefly, but here's what he did, which I think is unconscionable: negligence. Here are a couple of blunders that led to this. When this thing started, the recall people didn't have enough votes, even close to enough votes. So they went into court and asked for a four-month extension of the deadline. Four-month extension because of COVID. Now, the fact is that congressional candidates, state assembly candidates, a lot of people need to get signatures too. Nobody cut them any slack. All that Newsom had to do is send his lawyer there and say, we oppose this. It's ridiculous. He didn't even show up. He didn't send anybody. He thought it was so unlikely that they get the signatures that he yawned. So the judge said, well, there's nobody here to oppose it. You want 4 months, you got 4 months, and they got the signatures. That night, the night that he didn't even show up in court, or his lawyers didn't, to contest it, he went out to dinner with a bunch of friends at a very high-end restaurant in California called the French Laundry. Now, why a high-end restaurant is called a laundry, I don't know. That, to me, is not appetizing. That is not appetizing at all. I like high-end restaurants to be like Sanford's or Bartolotta restaurant in Milwaukee. I like them to be La Bernardin or something like that in New York. Not a laundry, okay? I mean, a laundry is kind of a nasty thing to call a restaurant, but that's apparently an expensive restaurant out there. But he'd put in a mask order, and he'd put in a social distancing order and a capacity order, and he violated all of them. Shows up, it's a birthday party for a buddy of his. They're all yucking it up with no masks. And so people got ticked off. They got ticked off. They go, hey, wait a minute. He wants us to wear a mask and stick around home. And this guy goes to the French Laundry, which is not a laundry. It's a high-end restaurant, and yucks it up with his buds. Okay, enough of that. And so the Republicans have ginned this up, just like the Republicans ginned up the recall, which is going nowhere, the impeachment against Andrew Cuomo in New York. And then they're like wolves in sheep's clothing. They put a sheepskin over their wolf heads. And they go in California, well, Newsom is a bad man because he went out to dinner. And he's a dumb, lazy, negligent guy because he didn't oppose the extension. And, you know, in New York, they go, okay, the wolf has a sheep's head. A number of women are now coming forward saying they were uncomfortable. One of them is Andrew Cuomo's political adversary. She's running for president of the borough of Brooklyn, and he's not supporting her, and so she gets ticked off. So the Republicans are trying to knock off the two biggest Democratic governors in the country, and it's not going to work. But that is why Newsom is even subject to a recall. So let's fast forward and see who's going to be on this recall ballot. Some real pieces of work are going to be on the recall ballot. He's going to win. The most prominent one is Caitlyn Jenner. Caitlyn Jenner thought, well, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger did it, so I can do it. Well, she's not Arnold Schwarzenegger. Arnold Schwarzenegger was a major movie star, married to a Kennedy, and also he had some managerial ability. Caitlyn Jenner is simply, all of the Kardashians and the Jenners are simply known, well known for being well known. They've done nothing. And they think a celebrity can therefore be elected in California, as if she's going to attract what? The QAnon wing of the Republican Party? You really think that Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lauren Boebert are going to come in and campaign? The fact is, Jenner was a strong Trump supporter. And you know, now what happens is LGBT groups throughout California blasted Jenner. Said, you spent years telling us to trust Trump. Can't wiggle away from Trump. Cannot wiggle away from Trump. There's a porn star running as well. Someone named Mary Carey. Her real name is Mary Cook. Porn star. She ran before, too. She ran the last recall. And her motto was, I'm young, dumb, and full of fun. That's her motto. Running for governor of California has 40 million people. I'm young, dumb, and full of fun. Okay, I get it. So is Stormy Daniels, for that matter. Okay. You know how many people are going to be on the ballot in this thing against Gavin Newsom? 135 people. You know how long that ballot's going to be? People are going to get tired. The one way Newsom could lose is if they fall asleep reading the ballot and don't get to Newsom. At least they should put him first. They really should put him first. Somebody else is running as a pastor who is extremely, shall we say, conservative in his views. This guy's a pastor, not a governor. One is a former mayor of San Diego, who never accomplished anything. He says, I was the mayor of San Diego. They say, who? They don't remember the guy. Another one is a woman who's just called Angeline. She has one name, A-N-G-E-L-Y-N-E. Her deal is she drives a pink Corvette. And her motto, this is her motto, I'm not kidding this. Quote, when I was little, I wanted to rule the world, but I wanted to make sure everybody was happy. Who wants to be the ruler of the world of a bunch of sad sacks? That's her motto. So you have that. I'm young, dumb, and full of fun. You have everybody that came out of the weeds. They just came right out of the weeds. So Gavin Newsom, I got to say, Gavin Newsom, you idiot, you negligent idiot. Send a lawyer in for the Pete's sake to oppose four more months of signature collection. And for Pete's sake, stay out of the French Laundry. Going to the lines. Betsy of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Betsy?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Doesn't California have this different voting system like they do in Ireland or overseas there, where they mark them 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then, or am I mistaken?
I think that you're thinking about ranked choice voting. Maine has it. And there are, I think that New York is going to it in the mayoral race coming up in June. I'd not heard that California has done it yet. I know it's being considered. But Betsy, how do you do that with 135 candidates? You know, I mean, I personally think ranked choice voting sounds great. But the problem with ranked choice voting is most people go in because they want to vote for somebody. So they vote for them. Then you go, who's your number two? Like, I want the Packers to win the Super Bowl. Okay, but if they can't, who's your number two? Well, I don't know. You know, and then how about your number five? I mean, you'd have to be a political science professor to say I can rank five people out of 135. So I do not think, but it's a good question. I don't think that they've gone to that yet, but you're right. New York went to it. Maine's gone to it. Others have gone to it. I'm not convinced it's a good idea for the reasons I just said. You go in, you want to vote for somebody. Who's your number two? Well, it's pretty distant too. I don't know. Joe Jones. Okay. Who's your number three? Geez, I don't know. Who's your number five? I don't know. How many people are here? 135. Betsy, I mean, how in Pete's sake do you do it? I'm being summoned to a break. Luke is demanding a break. I've got to go, Betsy. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, Betsy.
Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after.